So I would like to go through a couple papers related to the issue of EGFR mutations now that we've kind of laid that case out there. And Greg, I was curious about this paper presented at ASCO looking at what we've just been talking about, erlotinib beyond progression study. We've seen some interesting things oncologists have outside of lung cancer. And of course, for a long time, trastuzumab and breast cancer has been used beyond progression. We're seeing in GI cancers, bevacizumab being used now beyond progression. So this is not a new concept. What about this paper, Greg? And maybe you can put it in the context of other research that looked at this question.
So the idea here is that we initially reported when patients came off EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors that they had a flare reaction. And when we defined flare, we said that patients who ended up in the hospital or died, that would be considered a flare. And we took all of our patients who went on clinical trials with next generation EGFR inhibitors where they had to stop erlotinib for the trial during the washout period and looked at their outcomes. And what we saw is that about a quarter of patients during that washout period ended up in the hospital or dying. So that was concerning for us. And so as a consequence, we thought the idea really is that we should be continuing erlotinib when we start our next line of therapy. And to build off of that, Dr. Hamos did a randomized trial. This was designed several years ago. And so the idea was to look, this was before routine use of erlotinib in the first line. And so as a consequence, and this was also designed before pemetrexed was used as a first line agent. In this trial, patients with acquired resistance to erlotinib were randomized to either chemotherapy, pemetrexed or docetaxel, versus chemotherapy with erlotinib. And it's a relatively small study, and it was actually completed early, is my understanding, due to slow enrollment. They had 46 patients in total, comparing 24 in the chemo only versus 22 in the chemo plus erlotinib. And, you know, in the end, they saw no benefit for continuation of erlotinib. And there was some additional toxicity, of course, with the continued use of erlotinib in terms of rash.
Sounds like pretty tiny numbers.
Yeah, I think that's the big concern. When you're doing a trial, you end it early for reasons that are practical rather than theoretical, and then you're unable to really look at the endpoint in the way you wanted to. This is, I think it was a reasonably designed trial, but stopping it early made it hard. There was no real suggestion, though, from the data that there was an improvement for the combination. So I think that gave them some support in the idea of saying no difference because the hazard ratio was actually worse for the combination arm.
And can you put this in context with other data, clinical data, addressing the same question?
You know, it's challenging. For as long as we've been asking the question, and I know that, Neil, you've been asking the question of us for a long time, this is really the only prospective data that we have that targets this question. And it's frustrating that it's a relatively small study and it closed early. So we don't have, I don't think this is a definitive answer. I think this is a question we still need a prospective trial to answer.